Pacifica Radio. This is Democracy Now! More than 1,000 people have gathered in Philadelphia as the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal once again goes to court. Today, a special. All that and more coming up on Democracy Now! Welcome to Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. At airtime right now, the Reverend Al Sharpton is just about to be released from the Brooklyn Detention Center. He is completing a 90-day sentence for trespassing on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques to protest U.S. military bombing exercises. This news from Bogota, Colombia. The Colombian government announced yesterday that President Andres Pastrana has signed legislation giving the military broad new powers to wage war with less scrutiny from government investigators. Human rights groups condemn Pastrana for signing a law they say will lead to fresh abuses by a Colombian military already criticized at home and abroad for having the hemisphere's worst human rights record. The United States, through its $1.3 billion aid package, has been a strong supporter of the Colombian military. D.C. police plan to use 9-foot-high fencing to cordon off most of the area around the White House, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund to restrict protesters on the final weekend of September. Executive Assistant Police Chief Terrence W. Gaynor yesterday said the plan, although not complete, was to enclose a section of the city with higher fencing than ever used before in the Capitol. The steel hurricane fencing set in Jersey barriers would cost about $1.8 million of the $30 million that officials have requested from the White House. Protesters decried police plans as a waste of taxpayer money and a ploy to paint protesters as violent hooligans. Mara Verheiden Hilliard, a lawyer for the protesters, said, "We believe police should not be turning to Washington, D.C. into a police state. If we pride ourselves on having a democracy and having democratic freedoms, we should not carve out sections of the city." The U.S. government has said it's considering walking away from an international amendment which forbids rich countries from dumping toxic industrial and other waste in poor countries. While the 15-member European Union has ratified the amendment, as have 16 other countries, including China, Ecuador, and Panama, critics say the United States has not only never supported the ban, but has sought to have it rejected or weakened. Critics also contend trade in waste has had disastrous consequences. In 1988, for example, a cargo ship dumped 4,000 tons of hazardous incinerator ash from the U.S. city of Philadelphia onto a beach outside the Haitian port city of Gonaive. The ash, which contained toxic heavy metals such as lead and cadmium, contaminated the soil in Gonaive, according to the Haitian environmental group COPETA. Some of the ash was later taken to another town. Several workers hired to transport the toxic materials have since died. They had not been provided protective masks, gloves, or boots. Many reportedly suffered skin lesions and eyesight problems. After much pressure from COPETA and U.S. environmentalists, the waste was shipped back to the United States last year. As of April, it was still sitting on a barge off the coast of Florida. Negotiations on stiffening a ban on biological weapons are due to end today with a decision by major powers to continue the talks despite Washington's rejection of the current text. The decision would set the stage for a high-level conference on the 1972 Biological and Toxin Weapons Conventions being held in November and December to formally extend the mandate. This would continue an arduous 6-year bid to set up an enforcement regime for carrying out on-site inspections of military and biotech sites. The Cold War-era pact bans germ and toxin weapons, including anthrax, but lacks teeth. The Bush administration dashed hopes of clinching a verification agreement when it announced last month that the current draft protocol on the negotiating table was unfixable. Congressional investigators charged in a report made public yesterday that the U.S. military appeared to be exaggerating the burden of maintaining aging Cold War military equipment in its push for new arms. The Congressional Budget Office conceded that many ships and aircraft could be replaced, but that its findings were in conflict with the service's statements that spending on operations and maintenance for equipment is growing rapidly. It went on to say CBO finds no evidence that there's been cost growth in total operations and maintenance spending because of aging equipment. Pentagon officials challenged the report. An American lawyer suing Bayer AG over its recalled Bayqol drug announced today he would try to expand the suit to cases worldwide and had included GlaxoSmithKline in the action. He said this is probably going to be one of the largest litigation matters in pharmaceutical history. British-based Glaxo co-markets the cholesterol-lowering drug in the United States. Bayer withdrew it on August 8th because of potentially fatal side effects. Separately, Bayer said it expected the number of deaths reported to have occurred while patients were taking the drug to rise to more than 52. And this just in, the Reverend Al Sharpton has just been released.
Cover me, would I harbor you? Would you harbor me? Would I harbor you? Would you harbor a Christian? A heretic, convict, or spy? Would you harbor a runaway woman or child? A poet, a prophet, a king? Would you harbor an exile or a refugee? A person living with a would you harbor a Tubman, a Garrett, a Truth, a fugitive, or a slave? Would you harbor a Haitian, Korean, or Czech, a lesbian, or a gay? Would you harbor a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, a heretic, convict, or spy? Would you harbor a runaway woman or child, a poet, a prophet, a king?
Or Democracy Now!, Resistance Radio. I'm Amy Goodman. That was Would You Harbor Me? From Sweet Honey in the Rocks, Sacred Ground. Well, it looks like Mumia Abu-Jamal won't be in court today with his new lawyers as they make their courtroom debut in his last-ditch state appeal, but police are expecting more than 1,000 of his supporters. Abu-Jamal will remain in a western Pennsylvania prison for the status conference in Philadelphia Common Pleas Court, much to the chagrin of his lawyers and supporters who were hoping for his first court appearance in 4 years. Attorney Marlene Kamish said yesterday, it's tremendously important that he be here. Abu-Jamal was convicted and sentenced to death for the December 1981 shooting death of Philadelphia police officer Daniel Faulkner. His jailhouse writings have attracted worldwide attention, from celebrities to death penalty opponents to foreign politicians and grassroots activists around the world. Officials have reserved 40 seats in the courtroom for Faulkner's supporters, 40 for Abu-Jamal's, and 20 for the media. Spectators with tickets will have to pass through a checkpoint outside the third-floor courtroom, and a large contingent of sheriff's deputies will keep order inside. Meanwhile, Philadelphia police will be out in force to make sure the planned demonstration runs smoothly. The protesters say they'll occupy a city hall plaza and a sidewalk across the street and shut down at least one lane of traffic. There will be a sufficient amount of police there to protect people and protect property, said Captain William Fisher, commanding officer of the Civil Affairs Unit. It could be the largest rally of Abu Jamal's supporters in Philadelphia since April 1999, when 8,000 activists converged on the city. Previous protests largely have been peaceful. Philadelphia Common Pleas Judge Pamela Demby had asked that Abu Jamal be brought to Philadelphia from a state prison in Greene County, but a city official decided there was no room for him in the city's overcrowded jails. All sorts of people are expected to descend on Philadelphia, from New York to Chicago to France, with celebrities such as Ossie Davis, as well as people from Rage Against the Machine, Jesse Jackson, and others. Abu Jamal's attorneys asked the judge to find the official in contempt of court, but the judge denied the request Wednesday without holding a hearing. The decision to keep Abu Jamal away from Philadelphia has galvanized activists who complain he's being denied.